Tony Evers, superintendent of the Department of Public Instruction, says most school districts will see more state aid under his plan. It would set a minimum level of state aid for every student at $3,000. Evers adds the current funding formula has not been particularly fair to districts that are, quote, property wealthy but income poor. So,
for the first time, the fair funding plan would incorporate a 20% poverty weight based on a number of children eligible for free and reduced lunch in a district. This provision shifts our system from one that recognizes only property value as a measure of wealth to one that also takes into account family income and taxpayers' ability to pay.
Evers is asking for an additional $420 million in school aid funding in the next biennium. But any new spending during a massive budget deficit will be contentious, warns Republican State Senator Dale Schultz. He joined Evers at the presentation.
But it is my hope, my fervent hope, that my colleagues in the legislature on both sides of the aisle will recognize, as I believe I have rightly so, children are and have to be our top priority.
Republicans will take over both chambers of the legislature and the governor's office in January. Schultz says his colleagues will likely favor a provision that would shift $900 million out of what's called the school levy tax credit and the first dollar credit, which are actually property tax relief programs, and make that money directly available to schools. The DPI says this can be done without driving up property taxes. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.